It's 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for December 10th, 2019. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Chilean plane has gone down on its way to Antarctica. A military plane with 38 people on board, 17 crew, 21 passengers on their way to a base in Antarctica. Chile controls over 1.2 million square kilometers. That's about 463,000 square miles in Antarctica. Territory bordering on land claimed by the United Kingdom and Argentina. And inside that territory, Chile operates 8 bases, more than any other country on Earth. Don't know what the mission of the people on board was. A search and rescue mission is underway. It's still unclear as to why the plane went down. It was a little more than halfway into its 770-mile journey. It's possible that the plane, which didn't send out any distress call, was forced to set down on the water. Again, no word yet as to what happened or the fate of the 38 people on board that plane. Topic number 4, travel ban lifted. The U.S. State Department has lifted a travel ban to the old city of Jerusalem that was imposed last month after the State Department announced that it didn't consider Israeli settlements in Judea and Samaria, what the world calls the West Bank, to be illegal. So Monday, the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem announced that travel bans to the old city of Jerusalem and other areas have been lifted. Again, State Department imposing that ban before Thanksgiving because of the announcement concerning settlements in Judea and Samaria. And another note yesterday, the mayor of Jerusalem, Moshe Leon, met with representatives of the State Department, including the director of the Bureau of Overseas Building Operations. They're discussing plans for the permanent American embassy inside Jerusalem. A year and a half ago, you remember, President Trump formally moved its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. It's currently operating out of the consulate building, but that building is too small for permanent embassy operations. And so plans are underway to pick one of two parcels of ground inside Jerusalem already being leased by the U.S. government to construct the permanent embassy there. Topic number 3. Now we get to it. The takeaways from the House Judiciary Committee report. This was published on Saturday. You remember last week, the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Representative Gerald Nadler of New York, heard testimony from several constitutional scholars, 3 chosen by Democrats, 1 invited by Republicans, to discuss the constitutionality of the impeachment of President Trump. The report was issued Saturday. Joel Pollack, who's a senior editor-at-large for Breitbart News, wrote an analysis of the report. He's got a degree from Harvard Law, so he knows a thing or two about the law, and broke down the 52-page report into a number of key points. We'll summarize a few of those here. First, the report ignored all of the testimony that they heard on Wednesday of last week. This suggests that the report was written by Democrats on the committee well in advance of their testimony. The testimony had nothing to do with the report arguing for the president's impeachment. In other words, this was a done deal, and the testimony of the scholars was just for show. The report uses the same misquote that was used in the hearing and that has been repeated by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, the quote being the edited, out-of-context comment by President Trump that Article 2 of the Constitution means he can do whatever he wants as president. His comment was made in the context of whether specifically referring to his power to fire the special counsel, which we yet must point out he actually did not do. This report invents an absurdly broad standard for bribery, which is kind of irrelevant now because as we are recording this on Tuesday morning, the Democrats have formally drafted 2 articles of impeachment, and bribery is not one of them. The articles are for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. So they started with a quid pro quo, demanding a quid pro quo from Ukraine to release American military aid. That was shifted to bribery because it tested better in focus groups in certain key congressional districts. True story. And now they dropped that altogether and gone for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. But the standard that the Judiciary Committee has adopted for abuse of power is likewise absurdly broad. Cass Sunstein, a lawyer who served in the Obama administration, wrote in 2017 that just the term abuse of power is too broad, too vague. Quote, almost every American president has on more than one occasion passed the bounds of his power in the sense that his administration has done something that it is not lawfully entitled to do. End quote. I mean, you can go all the way back to Thomas Jefferson. The Louisiana Purchase was technically beyond the bounds of presidential power. President Obama, in extending America's military action in Libya beyond the 45 days allowed by Congress, not to mention ordering the assassination of American citizens that were deemed to be threats to American national security without any oversight by Congress or the judicial department, judicial branch. Every president could be impeached on this standard. If this standard is if the bar is going to be set here, every American president in history could be impeached. The report issued by the Judiciary Committee defends the impeachment of President Andrew Johnson. You remember he succeeded President Lincoln after the Civil War. He was impeached, but almost every constitutional scholar since then admits that the impeachment of Johnson was in error and should not have been allowed at the time. The report bends over backwards, and this is bizarre, to justify impeachment without any crime being committed. The Judiciary Committee is arguing that President Trump should be impeached because he had improper motives. Thought crime. He's being impeached for wrongthink. We have literally entered Orwell's 1984. The report claims that hearsay evidence is sufficient to impeach the President of the United States, and the obstruction claim, again, one of the articles of impeachment drafted by Democrats today, claims that the President is obstructing Congress by appealing to the courts. Wouldn't that be his appropriate response if he disagrees with a legal action being taken by the Congress of the United States, rather than, say, sending in the Marines? Absolutely bizarre. This is all a political show intended to damage the president ahead of the 2020 election. And speaking of reports, topic number two, the Inspector General's report. This was released by the Inspector General regarding the abuse of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or the FISA court, to legitimize surveillance of members of Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Well, the report found that while the FBI made serious errors investigating the Trump campaign and relied heavily on the Steele dossier, which has been discredited, the agency was ultimately justified in launching its counterintelligence investigation into Carter Page and other members of the Trump campaign. Well, you can see what the IG Michael Horowitz was doing here. He was doing exactly the opposite of what the House Judiciary Committee did to President Trump, ascribing motives to the FBI. He's saying while their investigation was seriously flawed, he didn't try to assign a motive. Now, it's pretty clear from people looking in what the motive was. They wanted to prevent Trump from becoming the president, and failing that, to hamstring his presidency. But IG Horowitz wasn't pretending to know or play psychiatrist to ascribe motives to the FBI or the Department of Justice in its investigation. However, Attorney General William Barr and his handpicked U.S. Attorney John Durham have issued statements strongly disagreeing with the Inspector General's conclusions. Attorney General Barr said in a statement shortly after the FISA report's release, "The Inspector General's report now makes clear that the FBI launched an intrusive investigation of a U.S. presidential campaign on the thinnest of suspicions that, in my view, were insufficient to justify the steps taken." And Durham said, "Based on the evidence collected to date, while our investigation is ongoing, last month we advised the Inspector General that we do not agree with some of the report's conclusions as to predication, the justification for the investigation, and how the FBI case was opened," end quote. So, as you can guess, Democrats and Republicans are both spinning in opposite directions here, the conclusions of the Inspector General. Well, coming up, it's one thing to virtue signal, it's another when it means no hamburgers for you. That's next on 5 and 10.
It's ground zero in a supernatural war that's lasted for millennia. Now, see it for yourself. Join Skywatch TV for a one-of-a-kind tour of Israel to places you'll never forget. Like mysterious Gilgal Rephaim, older than the pyramids, bigger than Stonehenge, and built to venerate the dead. Benias, sacred to the goat demon Pan. The altar of Joshua, where he declared that he and his house would serve the Lord. Beth El, where Jacob saw a stairway to heaven. and Jerusalem, which God has chosen for His resting place forever. Skywatch TV's Derek and Sharon Gilbert and special guest Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat lead you through the Holy Land from Mount Hermon to the Red Sea with teaching along the way. And as a special bonus, a 4-day optional extension to Sardinia to see the ancient ziggurat of Monte Dakoti, megalithic tombs of the giants, and the Tophet of Taros, where children were sacrificed to the dark god Baal Haman. Or if you want more time in Sardinia, join us for our separate 8-day tour of the mysterious island. Skywatch TV's 2020 Tour of Israel, October 12th through 25th, with optional tour extensions in Sardinia. For more information and to reserve your place, log on to lipkintours.com.
I intend to share undisclosed facts that are stranger and scarier than most people can comprehend, and it is going to shake the public to the bone. And yes, this involves a cover-up of the highest order by national space agencies, including NASA.
The asteroid is 100% certain to strike Earth, according to one space expert who says this is a matter of life and death.
You'd probably have millions of casualties.
Is a planet-killing asteroid a possibility? NASA has determined that the threat is real.
And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And many men died of the waters.
Chief technology experts and working scientists agree with me. But what's more concerning is that this was prophesied in the Bible for the end times.
And item number one today, students find that their protest actually leaves them hungry. Students at East Anglia University had demanded that the student union stop serving beef. No more hamburgers, no more spaghetti bolognese, because beef, you understand, is a major contributor to climate change. Well, once that ban took effect and students realized that their menu choices were seriously limited, there was a pushback. Students said it was wrong and undemocratic to make that decision without consulting the rest of the university or holding a referendum. There were also some groups, like Jewish students, who said it would restrict their menu choices to unfairly for religious students. I mean, if all that's left on the menu is pork, what do you do if you're Jewish or Muslim? Oh, the ban has been dropped. Student union now reinstating all beef choices. Once again, it's okay to virtue signal as long as it means not having to give anything up. Well, we're on the road, as you can tell, in Oklahoma City. We recorded a couple of programs with Gary Stearman yesterday for Prophecy Watchers, upcoming programs about the new book by Sharon and me, Veneration. We'll let you know when those will be broadcast so you can check those out. We also talked about the upcoming Alaska Glacier Prophecy Summit. This is a cruise to Alaska, coming up September 6th through 13th of 2020. Gary Stearman will be one of the speakers. Sharon and I will also be speakers on this cruise, along with L.A. Marzulli, Pastor Billy Crone, Dr. Larry Allison, and more. You can find out more about that at GlacierProphecySummit.com. GlacierProphecySummit.com. 7-day cruise with teaching and fellowship all along the way. This is something new for us, and we hope you can take advantage of that. We'll be talking about that more in the weeks and months ahead, but you can find out more now and register if you're so inclined at GlacierProphecySummit.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert from Oklahoma City. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.